Okay.
Where are we holding?
So we are in Makot. Daf Yud Bet. Well, it depends where we're going to start from. But on Daf Yud Bet, page 12, either Amud Aleph or Amud Bet. So, okay, so I'm happy to learn what you want. I thought we were starting from the new Mishnah, so I learned from the new Mishnah. And then I just spoke to Hanan about 20 minutes ago, and he told me that you haven't really finished this one. So I started looking at that, and I see it's actually very complicated. I'm happy to try and go through with you.
No, we can't push back into that. You want to discuss this.
Let's review a little bit, and then on the way stop and ask questions, and we're going to try and learn it together. I'm happy to to look through whatever, because this is for you. It's not for me to teach. I can just teach you the next mission. It's very easy for me. It's very nice. It's a nice simple mission. But
let's review.
I'm going to review from the way I've just learned it now, which is from the starting from the Mishnah, but just skipping through, right? The Mishnah, and then we're not going through the Gemara, but just the headlines. The Mishnah says like this.
Okay, so 12A.
The Mishnah that we're learning from on 12A1.
Okay.
Right. Mm. So the Mishnah says like this. Mishnah teaches us the law of what happens when the refugee flees to the city and he's not inside the city. If he's inside the city, we've got no problems. We know he's fine. But what if he's on the edge? What's the edge? The edge is the tree on the edge. So we know that Techum is considered to be part of the city of refuge. So now we're already, the boundary of the city is already at the edge of the Techum, right? But not the city itself, you've already got another side of your tefillah. So now you're on the edge of the tefillah.
You are where?
On the edge of the tehum, the boundary of the city. Right? We don't know whether or not the guy's in or not. What's the situation? He's in a tree. And the tree could be either inside or outside, and its branches could be either inside or outside. That's a possibility for being on the edge of the city. There are the two possibilities. So what does the Mishnah tell us? Mishnah tells us like this. Ilanju omed betoch hatochum. Whether or not the tree is standing inside the tochum, meaning the trunk's inside the tochum, but not for not terfots the tochum, and its branches are outside, or the other way around, or omed chutz the tochum, or it stands outside, the trunk is outside, and the branches not for not terfots the tochum, and the branches are inside. Everything goes after the knot. Right? And our problem that we're going to see that the Gemara is going to deal with are those last few words. The case is simple. No one's arguing about the case. Right? And I can't draw as well as Rav Mordechai, but whatever. You've either got the tree inside and the branches out, or the tree outside and the branches in. Right, either way, according to the basic understanding of the Mishnah, which is the Gemara challenges, but according to the basic, if you get to the Mishnah, you have nothing else. You would understand that any person here, the four possibilities that you could be, that they're all are safe. I can't touch them. They're all safe. That's the basic, that's what the Mishnah says. Whether the branches are outside of the trees, inside the trees, outside the branches, inside.
No, the Mishnah says
why would you assume that they're all safe?
The Mishnah says exclusively follow the branches, so therefore if the branches are outside,
you're right.
He's inside the branches, yeah.
Told you that's it.
It's easy, but it's not.
Everything, according to the Mishnah, like all the Mishnah says, everything follows the branches. What does that mean? It means that if the branches are outside, he is
outside.
He's outside. And we can kill him. And here we can't kill him. Yeah, that's right. If the branches are outside, we follow the branches. And if the
branches are outside, and pointed out, the branches are inside.
Right? So, and then each case has a chiddush. The chiddush is the fact that you can kill him here is not such a big chiddush. But the fact that you can kill him there is a big. And the other way around, the fact that you can't kill him here is not really chiddush. But the fact that you can't kill him here is, well, that's the Mishnah.
Right.
So then the Gemara wants to know, is that really what's going on? Is that really what the Mishnah comes to tell you? Maybe it doesn't. So how did it challenge it? So first of all, like the joke of the Gemara, it challenges the Mishnah. Is it right? And it brings all different things to challenge the Mishnah. So what did it bring first? So the first thing it brings is the Mishnah and Masrot. It doesn't appear to work. It doesn't appear to go with that.
Right. Did everything fall into location, not the...
Right, Masrot, so Masrot goes different. But then the Gemara answers that and says, fine, Masrot is different. You're right. Masrot, the law is different. If this was Masrot, we wouldn't go by this. We don't follow the branches. And now we follow the wall. We follow if you're inside or outside the wall. The tefl, right here, the tefl, the wall, whatever. But goes according to the where you actually are. Right, which is much more logical. Right. That's fair enough. The Gemara answers, Masrot is different. You're right, Masrot is different. We don't have a problem with that. We brought it up as a possible kasha, and then we got rid of it. Fine. We don't need to worry about that anymore. But, so what does the Gemara then do after that?
It brings a kasha, Masrot,
two different, two different Masrot. Right. If we just had one Masrot, fair enough. We could say Masrot is different, and that's why there's a different law. But now you've got two laws of Masrot, and one of them looks like it goes by our Mishnah. So now, we bring it, well, maybe they're not different. Now, maybe Masrot and the laws of refuge, are not
right.
Different, like we thought we could explain it all away. So what did we say? So we said there, the two different Mishnahs in Masrot follow two different opinions.
Correct.
One follows Rabbi Yehuda, and one follows Rabbanan. Right? Rabbi Yehuda says, like our refuge, that we go according to the branches. And Rabbanan say, no, we go according to the location. And the first Mishnah that we learned in Masrot that said you go according to the location of the world.
Rabbanan.
So that's just Rabbanan. And the second one, which says you go according to where the branches are, that looks like it's the same as our one. So it's Rabbi Yehuda. So far, so good. Now,
that was
Rav Kahuna. Rav Kahuna, that's what he said. Okay. So then we brought the problem. Then we brought after him what comes after Rav Kahuna.
The Gemara asks a question. The Gemara says, "Can you say that Rabbi Yehuda is holding by being machmir, by being strict in all of these cases?"
Now we bring a kasha back on Rabbi Yehuda. Like I said, you're right. Rabbi Yehuda appears to follow our refuge Mishnah, right? The refuge Mishnah, the Mishnah in Makkah. Right? Rabbi Yehuda, even though he's talking about Masrot, it turns out it looks like the same law as our Mishnah in Makkah. But the Gemara challenges it and says, maybe we can't compare the two. You want to say that actually those two Mishnahs in Masrot, one of them is Rabbanan and one's Rabbi Yehuda. And the Rabbi Yehuda one is the same as our Makkah one, it's the same law, he follows the same Shita. But I can challenge that by saying Rabbi Yehuda doesn't follow our Makkah. He's not the same law as our Makot. Rabbi Yehuda, over there, we can make a chiluk. We can make a difference between that and here, because over there he's holding stringency. And if you take this law of stringency, which we'll say in a minute, but if you take the law of stringency, that he holds what he wants because of stringency, then stringency applies in Masrot, but it doesn't apply in refuge. If you take those same rules, and you look at what they mean. So if you look at what they turn out in Masrot, turns out in Masrot it's a stringency. Right?
Rabbi Yehuda,
both sides turn out stringency. Right. But if you take that this same ruling in Makot, it doesn't work out stringency.
Right.
One side is a stringency, this side is a stringency. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda
branch inside is, the trunk inside is astringency. I mean, it's a leniency. The branches inside is a astringency, and the branches outside is a leniency.
Yes, but you offer the goal like that. Yes. Right. Therefore, we can't match up anymore, Rav Yehuda, with our mission in Makom. Right? Because Rav Yehuda is a stringency guy. And you can't have a shita over there that's all about stringency and then have the same shita over here and it turns out that it's not. Right? So that breaks that logic. Okay, therefore, at that point, I think that's when we have Rava, no?
Yeah.
So now Rava has to come along with a different explanation. Because so far, we're still in a problem. We didn't solve it like we thought we solved it. Right? And therefore,
it didn't solve it because part of Rabbi Yehuda's Sfara, the last part of Rabbi Yehuda's Sfara, is that it's not a stringency. The one with the branches outside is not a stringency.
It's not his Sfara. It's just saying, if you're right, but I'm saying your words in a more accurate way, we cannot say that our Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda.
And
because that disqualifies it?
Because there's no stringency there.
Now, one example disqualifies
it breaks the shita. We tried to say that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda. And then that would fit the picture together nicely. But now we've broken that because there's no stringency. Over there, he's a stringency guy. There's no stringency here. Therefore, what problem are we left with? We're left with a problem that...
We're left with two
conflicting...
Two Mishnahs that conflict each other.
Exactly. Right. So now Rava has to give us an answer... A different way of understanding our Mishnah, in order that we don't have that conflict.
In order that we can get rid of the last conflicting.
In order that it fits with Rabbi Yehuda.
Right. So what you're doing. So this is a question to Tanana. I think we're trying to get rid of that last case. Keep the other Rabbi Yehuda.
When you say get rid of, what do you mean?
There's four cases that the Gemara goes through. We've been through it a few times. There's four cases that the Gemara goes through. Two in Maishrot, then one in Or Niklat that it's a stringency, and then the last case of Or Niklat, the fourth case it turns out to be a leniency.
Branches outside.
Right. So now it seems like Rav is taking out that fourth case and saying no, you didn't understand that case.
Huh.
When the trunk is inside, the karo is b'chutz. I mean b'fnim. This is the case. We're not talking about a case of.
We're not talking about
a case of Ari Miklat in terms of whether or not he's inside or whether or not he's outside. It's only a case of whether or not you're allowed to use this thing.
And
therefore, it doesn't apply to the other three. It's something separate.
So then, therefore, the answer, I think if I'm following you, the answer results in the fact that this fourth case it turns out to also be a stringency, and therefore it does fit with Rabbi Yehuda.
No.
No, that's not what you're going?
It's a cooler. It's a leniency, but it's not related.
So that's not what I was saying.
It's not related to the other cases. Meaning okay. This is a totally separate thing.
So my understanding of art scroll from the way you just explained it, the way I now understand art scroll from what you just said, mm-hmm. is that art scroll is going the other way. I think, Lina, what he's saying is I can explain this fourth case differently.
As a stringency?
As a stringency.
How?
Because it's a stringency on the fact that the Goel Hadam was stringency on the Goel Hadam, nachon? So the stringency is the fact that the trunk is inside means that the Goel Hadam is not allowed to use the trunk to get to the branches. Rabbi Yehuda is only talking about Masorot. Rabbi Yehuda is not even in our Mishnah.
If Rabbi Yehuda's not even in on this Mishnah,
doesn't comment on Mishnah.
This is Rabbi, you're saying.
Rabbi is saying.
What does Rabbi say?
Okay, let's start with Rabbi. Okay, you're good at it. Talk.
It's getting exciting.
I'm our Rabbi. I almost think I know what I'm talking about.
Huh?
I almost feel like I know what I'm talking about, but I'm not.
Well, we want to ask you because we need time to prepare, so. Sorry.
So you're 12b2.
12b2, second column. I'm our Rabbi. Rabbi says like this. The Ikaro, right? Ikaro is the trunk.
Right.
The Kule Oma Lo Plige De Lo Metzei Katzel. Everybody agrees. This is the Chiddush of Rava. Not like you thought in the Mishnah. According to the Mishnah,
the original Mishnah?
No. So what he's going, he's, sorry, we are explaining, you're right, we are explaining our Mishnah according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nachman, right? Even our Mishnah would follow, that would, that's the shita that we wanted to try and say, that there was two opinions, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nachman, and even our Mishnah follows, in this case, would follow Rabbi Yehuda, right? And that would square the circle, so to speak. Right? That makes everything fit. So, but now Rabbi's saying, there's no dispute between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nachman in the case of the trunk. What's he saying?
You wouldn't be given permission if you found
it inside the city.
Right.
Right. Inside the city.
On the branches.
On the branches.
You'd be able to kill him.
Everyone says you can kill him.
The whole ergo, you'd be able to kill him.
Because he's outside the city.
No.
The branches, he's outside the city.
But originally we said that Rabbi Nachman follow the location. So originally we would have said, Rabbi Nachman, don't allow you to kill him
right.
if he's on the branches, if the trunk, even if the trunk's inside.
Right. So you're saying nobody.
So
ought
here
to
we're
no. He's saying everybody says you kill him because he's outside the city on the branches. Everyone says you kill him.
At the moment we're talking about this guy.
Yes. Huh? Everyone says you right. kill him. He's outside because if you go by location, like by Meister, if you go by location, he's outside the wall.
And if you don't go by location...
If you go by the location of the branches, he's outside the wall. In both cases, he's outside. In both cases, you can whack that guy. In both cases, the Rabbanan say you go by location, not by the branches or by the trunk. You just go by location to where he is. He's outside the wall. Rabbanan say you can whack him.
Okay.
Rabbi Yehuda says the same thing. You follow the branches. The branches are outside.
Okay.
Therefore, you whack them
okay.
also.
Everybody says you
kill
this is not Hiddush.
Everybody says you kill
him. Okay.
But
that's what they're saying.
Okay.
That's
not okay. Everyone's not arguing on that.
Huh?
But that's. But we knew that.
Yeah, that's not
right. Right. That's what he's saying. Okay. Okay. We knew that. Right. So everybody says.
The court. So Tom, I would have expected Rabbi. I'm just saying in brackets. I would expect Rabbi to be telling us something that we didn't know.
No.
Keep on going. Call it Omar Lopelige, right? He's telling us something that we didn't know.
Right, so it's going to continue.
Okay, Tom.
Okay.
You're not allowed to kill him.
Right.
Kai Benofo.
If you find him in the branches.
But yeah, so it depends. But now he's bringing. Now he's bringing a Chiddush. If you find him in the branches.
Right.
And you could kill him
right.
without climbing the tree, right? You could kill him from throwing a stone or throwing an arrow. You don't have to climb the tree, which
right.
is inside, right? So you could do it externally, right? Everyone agrees you can kill him. Everyone agrees you can kill him in that case.
This is in the case that he's...
Actually, this is a
Hiddush.
Trunk is inside.
Right.
So what's he saying? He's saying the fact that he's now in the branches... Everybody agrees you can kill him, but when? Only by killing him from not climbing the tree.
Right.
If you could kill him from outside, that's fine.
Right.
But then when do they argue? Now the argument Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Nachman says, according to Rabbi, is whether or not you need to climb the tree first.
Right.
Right?
But well, there's another the Kuli Amma. The Kuli Amma is another one. The Kuli Amma Lopligi, the Dom Argue, the Matsikatio.
But you can kill him. That goes on the first bit. That goes on Yachol Lahago Bechitzim. If you can kill him with the Chitzim or the Avanim, the Tzorot, if you can kill him like that way, everybody agrees you can kill him. Keep Lige, when do they argue? B'mehevei Ikaro Deraga Benofo. When you need to use the trunk itself. Master about one side holds.
That's from Yehuda.
Which is Rabbi Yehuda.
Mm-hmm.
Ikara Daragalanofa, the trunk can be used. Umasa Ba'alave Ikara Daragalanofa, and one holds it, you can't use it.
Right.
So Rabbi Yehuda says, let's just write that in.
Aragad is the steps.
Right. You use the trunk as steps.
The Aragad, like Madrega steps.
It's like a ladder.
Right.
Rabbi Yehuda says,
you can use it, it's a stepping stone. You can't step on it.
Can or
yes.
not?
Yes.
Yes.
Can.
And that's why I'm confusing because that seems like it's a kula, not a.
And Rabbanan, okay, so let's have a look.
Rabbanan say, you cannot.
Cannot. Use.
Now the question is the trunk inside or outside?
Inside. The trunk is inside. Everyone's talking about where the case is, the trunk is inside. The trunk is outside, no, everybody thinks you can kill it, there's no argument.
Okay, so, it's only when it's inside.
Yeah, right. So now on Mishnah,
the trunk is inside, he's
says
outside.
Rava is explaining that this is the dispute.
So all this other stuff, Rabbi was just kind of redirecting us, resetting this whole thing up again. Is that what this repetition of everybody agrees, like you said, there's no mistake of the words that being used. Is that just kind of to set this whole difference up?
No, he was trying to find a way of resolving the conflict between the Mishnah in Maswat and our Mishnah in Makot. How do we do that? We need to find a way where Rabbi Yehuda can live with both. Currently, without this explanation, Rabbi Yehuda's stuck.
Right.
Because Rabbi Yehuda appears to have a shita over here, which talks about leniency. But then he comes to our Makot Mishnah, and he's stuck.
Right.
He doesn't seem to fit.
Right.
So now, Rabbi says, I can't fit him in. I'll show you how we're going to fit him in. I'll tell you that what we're talking about is actually this case. Therefore, if that's true, then what's the argument? Our Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda that says
everything follows after the note.
Everything
and therefore, just like the guy is outside, the trunk follows after the note. It's as if he's outside. And
then we're using the trunk because it's considered outside also.
So our Mishnah now says everything follows the branches.
Everything follows the branches. Right, the branches are outside. It means the trunk is outside.
And he can climb up.
Even the trunk.
The trunk.
So that's how it follows.
So long as branches are outside. Right? That's the explanation now of our Mishnah. That's what Rabbi Yehuda is holding.
And the opposite.
Our Mishnah says you follow the branches. It means even if you can even use the trunk.
Is it that simple? Is it that simple?
I don't know if that's simple, but yeah.
And why would Rabbeinu call it? Because Rabbeinu say the trunk is inside, therefore you can't use it because it's inside. But he's outside, so you can kill him.
Now, the Rabbeinu said
on the location, not the branches.
This argument doesn't appear in our Mishnah.
Now I'm going to mess you up completely.
This is outside the Mishnah. The Mishnah, everyone is agreeing in the Mishnah that you can kill the guy outside on the branches.
Right.
We're going behind the Mishnah to say actually the Mishnah, there's a machloket within the Mishnah, but you just can't see it. It's not written in the Mishnah, but there's still an ability for Rabbi Yehuda to hold the stringency, right? And we're going to say that this, we're going to see now that this is a stringency.
How is it a stringency?
Right. So the stringency, right, the stringency means the stringency on the Goel Adam.
How is it a stringency to leniency?
Because he's not allowed to use a trunk anymore.
It says he can, Rabbi Yehuda says he can use the trunk.
We're trying to prove the leniency of
everything. Wait a minute. This is what messes everything up. I did the exact same thing yesterday. Exact same thing.
Yeah.
And it's exact. You think you're just replacing the driver Yehuda, right?
Mordechai told me
yesterday that that what Rava is saying is that this fourth case that we're talking about here, was it's the. Like I said earlier, we had three cases, and this is the fourth case. And they reworked. If you go back one case before Omar Rava, it was a case where it comes out of the leniency, right?
Yes.
And that's why Rabbi Yehuda, this four didn't work.
Right.
The whole reason why this four of Rabbi Yehuda didn't work.
Right. Because we have a leniency
We had a leniency in one of the cases.
In one of these two, yeah.
Okay,
where
fine.
There was the house, yeah.
So we had a leniency if the tree is in the inside,
yeah.
Right, then the Goel Adam could
kill him.
Could kill him.
Right, so that's a leniency.
So that's a leniency.
Okay.
So now we have the same leniency again. Okay. It's the same leniency. It's the same issue.
Okay, so
hold on. So now what's the problem?
Yeah.
Mordechai said yesterday that this Omar Rava is coming to tell us that the fourth case is not related to the other previous three cases. The previous three cases that we showed Rabbi Yehuda was stringent. How do you say stringent?
Machmir.
That if it's machmir, yes. It's not really, this case is slightly different, and it's just different. It was hard for him to explain it too.
Right.
They have a shaila, there's a shaila on a totally different halacha. Meaning, what can happen if there's a trunk that's inside? All the other ones were based on whether they got the position of the tree,
yeah,
like the position of where he was in the branches. This is a totally different shaila. That's what he's coming to say. The rabbis say,
because we're talking about the trunk,
you can use a trunk as a stepping stone. And it's a totally different shaila. And because of that, Rabbi Wood is saying...
So he's explaining our Mishnah is only dealing with a separate case. It's not dealing with the case of the normal case that you would have thought about the branches. It's dealing with this specific case. And therefore, our Mishnah is different than the cases in Masra.
Right.
It's a specific case about using a tree.
Right. Exactly.
Okay, let's just... Can I just...
Yeah. If you look at it, even the art school says that it's replacing the last. If you look at the top where the art school talks, it says that it's replacing the last thing of in English. It says that it's replacing like the last case or something like that. Is it the same? I'm not sure. I don't remember.
Sorry about that. I'd love to see, I really love to figure out yesterday. I'd love to see the different portion of this. I'd love to see, different. This is so.
Oh, yeah, the Rosh is going to explain it.
So, what he says, it's still that you it's like Svi said, like Rav Mordechai said, in the name of Svi, in the name of Rav Mordechai, right? Aliba da, right? But with an additional thing that the art school adds on here is that. You're right, it's a different case. We're not talking about a case which matches to the case of Masrot, and therefore we can differentiate it and say it doesn't have to follow. But even though you could say that, he adds in, you could still say it goes with Rabbi Yehuda, because now the case that comes out doesn't result in a stringency or leniency regarding the position of the tree, as opposed to the walls.
Yeah, but the third case that we had was the stringency of Gol Adam. It had nothing to do with the stringency of the tree. The third case, there were two cases that they brought.
Yeah.
Two of the Ma'aser, and the third case and the fourth case.
Like
the third tree. Case and the fourth case were on the Gol Adam. So they brought it himself. As a proof. Unless you take out both the third and fourth case.
Yeah, but he's saying now...
The third case is like a blow.
He's saying now that our Mishnah is not talking about how to classify a tree. How do you know... Originally we thought we could match up Masrot and our Makot. Why? Because they're both talking about
branches
on a tree, and how do you classify the tree?
Right.
Is it inside or outside?
Right.
Right, and therefore you can match the two together, and therefore you've got a problem if they conflict. And now saying we're going to separate that logic and say there's no conflict. Why? Because they're not saying the same thing. Now we're not trying to classify the tree. This Mishnah is not coming to tell us where the tree is. This Mishnah is only coming apparently now to tell us what you do with the guy who's trying to climb it, whether or not the fact that it's outside.
Right.
I'm not trying to say you go by the branches or you go by the way.
Right.
Now we're just saying, right, he's outside, but am I allowed to use this?
And everybody says he's outside. There was something to be killed. That's why he says that.
We're not trying to decide where this tree is. Is the tree inside? The tree's outside? He's outside. Question is, are you allowed to use a truck or not?
Right. It's inside.
And
it's inside. Not at the trunk.
Because so now right, so now we've got a completely different machloket. Mashrot is irrelevant. It's talking about a different issue, and therefore there's...
So we never resolved...
We don't have a conflict.
We never resolved the Mishnah in...
No, we did. We just said Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan.
We held by Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan over
in there. In the two Mishnayot. Over there, two different Mishnayot. One goes Rabbi Yehuda
and
Rabbanan.
And this Mishnah is
completely separate. It's not, you can't even bring it back.
Our Mishnah here, Marco.
You can't even bring
Marco. He's just coming to tell us.
Completely different.
That's interesting.
I see what you're saying. That's why he qualifies that everybody says he can be killed in the branches.
Yeah. But that's not
my problem. Branches anymore. Which
correct.
Makes sense.
Yeah, fair.
Just we said.
Very good.
The line
right.
The whole thing is arguing not the status of Trump being inside or outside. They're saying, can you use the Trump to kill
yeah.
the Trump?
Yeah. And the answer is no. And that has nothing to
and
do
that,
with.
We could be made over here because it's a totally different thing.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, could be.
It's not being stringent in regard to the branches, which was the original Shiloh, right?
About where you hold a tree to be inside
or
outside, because then you have to hold the same.
Right. So here he's got something completely separate.
You can have a
different
opinion.
Everyone agrees you kill. What's the status of the trumpets inside?
Right, and that you don't have to follow the same sheet that you have
right.
with Masoret, because
right.
it's a different question.
Okay, but here's the question. If we take that, continue, why is it considered Rabbi Yehuda's stringency? It's not?
No,
it's
not.
It's all stringency or
not? It's not considered stringency. It's not considered anything.
It's
the opinion
of what you do
with a truck. Obviously, you could say it's a stringency on the fact you can't kill him, it's a leniency that you can't kill him. You could say that, but it doesn't now become a shita.
It's not relevant.
As to yeah.
It's just status in the trunk.
Yeah, which
you could be using the status in the trunk. That's
yeah.
it. Inside the top. You kill the guy outside.
Yeah. And now we don't have the issue with stringency, though. To wreck the
trap. It's a trap. I fell in the same trap yesterday. The trap. So this is a logical progression. It goes
right.
And it ends up. Oh, wait a minute. It ends up as a leading.
And I think that's what says everybody agrees you can kill him.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing is that's why. I'm wondering why is it repeating it? Why, like you said, the Gemara doesn't repeat itself. It's not going to use word.
Right. That's what Rabbah says. Right. Everyone agrees. Yeah, it's not on my focus here.
Hold that. Everybody's
saying that it's not part of the Shiloh.
Right.
Yeah.
Shiloh
is. That's probably
the Rashi.
He said, "Everybody needs to kill him because don't go by the branches. And we're not going by
Rashi.
We're not going by
Rashi.
I see.
Yeah, I assume that's probably why.
So the only thing you're saying is a disagreement whether you can use the trunk as a step ladder or not.
Yeah, that's all our mission is talking about now. It's not talking about this weird case of where you hold the tree to be, you hold it inside, you hold it outside. Don't learn that. It's nice, but it's not correct.
So Rabbi Yehuda says you can use this." The trunk is a stepladder.
Yes.
And the Rabbanim say you cannot
correct.
Use this, the trunk as a stepladder.
Correct. Very good. Now let's try and get Rav Ashi in on the picture.
You want to do the Rashi?
You want to
try?
Let's see Rav Ashi first.
Okay.
And then we'll see. Maybe that will give me tonight to look over the Rashi.
Oh, okay.
Rav Ashi Amar. So Rav Ashi apparently is now different, right? New opinion. You're right. Rava came along to try and fix the problem. That we have two, that we reverse back. If we reverse back, we still have a problem. This Mishnah is talking about the position of the tree, and it conflicts with Masrot. Rava came along with one answer, different thing. We're talking about the trunk, climbing, blah, blah, blah. That's one answer to solve the problem. It's not the only answer. We can go back and say, no, we do have that original problem. We are talking about the position of the tree, and it is a conflict with Masrot. But I'll tell you a different way out of the conflict now. Rav Ashi is going to tell us a different way out. What does he say? My Ahanof. He goes by challenging or describing what's the end
what
of our Mishnah.
Meaning of Ahanof.
Right? It's not what you thought. It means something else. Af Ahanof. Even Ahanof. There we go.
Thank you.
That's it. Bye-bye. Thank you there, Rav Ashi. Right? So let's understand Rav Ashi with Hashem.
What does it mean, Ahanof? Even if Ahanof.
After the branches, so too after the branches.
And so even after the branches.
So Ravashi holds he holds like this. Ravashi is very, very stringent on the Goel Adam, and he doesn't allow. This is what I started with. Ravashi holds. Ashi holds that our Mishnah comes along to teach. Even following the branches. According to Rav Ashi, say it outside and we'll see how it works, even here, we can't kill him. We can't kill him anywhere where he's still got a connection to the city of refuge, whether it's the trunk or the branches, you can't kill it. Right? So what's our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah says, the wording of our Mishnah says,
everything follows the branches.
You know, whether the trees inside and the branches are outside or the branches outside, everything goes even after the branches. Whether it's inside and out, outside and in, even after the branches. Even after the branches, and then in brackets, you can't kill it. Right? That's the bit. Even after the branches, you can't kill it.
So that's even stricter.
Yeah, it means that in all cases,
stricter
all four cases,
Goel Adam.
Can't kill it. Can't kill it. What does that mean? If you can't kill him in any case, Then we're back to stringency land. We're back to it's a stringency, and now it can fit with Rabbi Yehuda.
That's interesting.
Right. Rabbi Yehuda can fit with our Mishnah because he's a stringency guy.
So in all circumstances, he cannot be killed.
Yeah, according to Rav Ashi.
Right.
That's what our Mishnah comes along to teach us, and our Mishnah
makes it actually fit more with his shittas and everything else with the branches.
Yeah. You could probably analyze it if you've got the time and information. The hashkana between why Rabbi went this way and Rabbi actually said this way, because they both had a choice.
Right.
How to understand this mission so that it fits. One said better to understand it this way, one said better to understand it this way. There's probably protocol that he's right.
I just realized something. If you look at the Mishnah, unless I'm wrong, the Mishnah doesn't say it follows the branches here. The original Mishnah, you follow the branches inside.
So you're saying Rav Ashi, what are we talking about?
Wow. So you're saying Rav Ashi, you can look at Rav Ashi's mission from 180 degrees and say, if the branches are inside or outside, doesn't matter, you follow the branches and you can't kill them.
Yeah.
And you can't kill them. Technically, you can say that.
Yeah.
Wow. So if you can't kill them, it's irrelevant where he is on the tree, because you can't kill him.
Now, what does our Mishnah come to teach you? Our Mishnah comes to teach you this chiddush, that so long as you've got some bit of a tree in the city, in the Yevikah, you're fine.
If you go by Rav Ashi.
If you go by Rav Ashi's opinion of
right.
what we're talking about.
Anywhere, part, anywhere.
If you go by Rav Ashi's opinion of Rav Yehuda.
Interesting question, why?
Is that
he goes by Rav Ashi. And the killer holds by Rabbi Adam. I'm a Rabashi
Rabbi.
I don't hold
that. Well, now you understand. So the whole first part of the Mahmoud says the whole thing on whether or not. Remember we had the whole section on if the guy knew he was allowed to kill the Shogeg, if it's considered Shogeg or not. The guy says, I thought I was allowed to kill him. Remember that whole part of the part? I thought I was allowed to kill him. You thought you were allowed to kill him. You have a whole situation over here where there's so many shilas on whether or not. One guy might think he was allowed to kill him, the other guy might not.
It turns out whether ultimately the Goel Adam the next guy in the
no, right.
I'll be there in a minute, right? I'm going to kill you, and then I'm going to grab the tree myself, because right. Who knows whether or not I can just, I'm allowed to do that.
Right. Well, you see, that like, it makes sense. The part, when you read the first part in the beginning, it just makes sense. I don't think I think he's allowed to kill somebody.
Right.
Maybe, why, what case are you ever allowed to think you're allowed to kill somebody? Here, he's allowed to kill the guy.
He doesn't have.
Maybe.
Right.
Do you want to cover Rashi's?
Rashi's about
yeah, not in the next 5 minutes. Next Rashi, I'm going to try and look at the Rashi tonight, and then.
Do you want to do the Mishnah real quick, or just start the Mishnah, or do we have time?
That's
it.
Do you
want to go
downstairs? Oh, Rabbi, Rashi. Yeah.